This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils, but it looks like communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion. We lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us use that power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. The power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite.
Power of the Corporation Nation. With us today is Vicki Davis. I want to continue talking about, basically environmental groups because never a more true statement has been said than by you, Vicki, which is to state that the environmental groups of today, these charities or so-called charities, whether they've been co-opted or they started out as basically, not only misinformation agents, but change agents, if you will. How does one do their due diligence to understand and to make sure that when they donate to one of these so-called charities, these environmental charities like Greenpeace, for instance, how do you verify that they're the real deal, that they're actually interested in what they say they are as opposed to being the Agenda 21 sustainable development promoters they are?
I would say simply do not donate to them. If you want to donate to an environmental cause, find a park in your city and donate money specified for that park or for a location in your area where you know where you can see where the money goes. Because all of these big environmental groups, they're all international and they are all involved in Agenda 21. They're all following the edicts of the Rio Summit. So, in 1992. So don't give them any money.
It's doubtful that anyone in my audience right now, is not familiar with Agenda 21. But for future archives, why don't you just give a little rundown, a very basic thing on what Agenda 21 is?
Agenda 21, it started actually a new era of environmental regulation was started in 1992 at the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro. And it was dubbed the Earth Summit. And the basically that was a meeting to get everybody to agree to the Earth Charter, which set out principles by which people would live on Earth. Those principles were then taken and transformed into Agenda 21, Agenda for the 21st Century.
Yes.
And there are, I think, 40 chapters in Agenda 21, and it essentially lays out the rules, essentially the principles by which people will live on Earth.
And
people have been reduced to the same level as animals. They will be managed the same as animals. Actually, they're actually below the level of animals. The people that are involved in this kind of environmentalism consider the human population to be a virus on Earth.
Mm. Well, that's a common Rothschild-esque and Rockefellerian, opinion, obviously, those eugenicists. Am I correct to say that part of that, while they might not be directly connected to each other, part of that is to transform the concept of the, what you might say, a sovereign constitution of each a nation into accepting the UN's Declaration of Human Rights as its new constitution, basically?
Well, the Declaration of Human Rights was agreed to in 1972. So that was already a given even before 1992's Earth Summit. So and treaties even refer to the Declaration of Human Rights. For example, during the Reagan administration in 1983, Reagan signed a treaty with Mexico creating an international zone on our border that was originally defined as 60 kilometers on either side of the border. That agreement is informally called the La Paz Agreement. You can find information about it on my website. I think formally it's called the Treaty of De La Madrid or something, who was the president of Mexico at the time. But in that treaty, the first statement in there refers back to the 1972 Declaration of Human Rights. And so by reference, it is included in that treaty. And that's the way these things work, is that if there is a reference to it, it is included in it.
Right, right. So, I mean, basically what we're talking about here, if I'm, again, I want you to correct me if I'm incorrect here. We're talking about forming, again, all these sovereign nations into one large world community, and it's basically communitarianism. Is that correct? And that's also what the Human Rights Declaration and Agenda 21 is trying to do, basically make the individual insignificant and the rights of the individual to disappear compared to the collective. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. It's all of these things that we talk about are step by step by step creating a world governing system. National governments are being cannibalized and torn down. Corporations have been given a special place as, all of the social responsibility stuff that corporations are supposed to exhibit, the multinational corporations. Mm. Well, it's because the multinational corporations will be the producers of the goods for the people of the world under the UN system, under the World Trade Organization system. And that's why under the WTO system, borders are not only breached, but under those World Trade Organization agreements, foreign corporations have the power to sue national governments to break down domestic laws that inhibit their ability to make money, is what it's based on. But it's all part of the strategy to cannibalize the nation state in furtherance of the goal of creating the global governing system.
And it's really what we're talking about is a system of international corporatism, basically corporations being their governance being done by government as opposed to, you know, which is the main shareholder in most cases.
No. Forget government. Government is what we have. What they are establishing is a fascist system of governance, which means that the rules of governing come from the international level. And essentially, the corporations become your governing authority. Now, that's a really interesting line of research that I did. Franklin Roosevelt's National Recovery Act, the NRA, essentially what he tried to do was to establish a fascist system in which the trade associations and corporations set the rules under which corporations would operate. Okay, I'll continue.
Gotcha, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guy. We will be right back. You're on the Corporation Nation.
Control every aspect of your life through ideological hegemony. But if you think you need guns to stop tyranny, then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world, and so many people who can help us learn, and so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
In the garden of your mind.
You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
All right, folks, welcome back.
Being curious.
You're the Corporation Nation, here with my guest, Vicki Davis. Her website, again, is channelingreality.com. And once again, I can't stress this enough. There's not a lot of people out here doing what she does, which is to take massive tomes of information that no one else is reading and put them together in a form that you can understand. This is a very, very, well, it's a very thankless job, if you will. She's not doing it for profit. She's doing it to save, if you will, to save not only America, but the rest of the world. And I don't say that lightly. This is very serious, serious, serious stuff. Now, Vicky, I have a question from one of my listeners, and I am unable to remember from my research so long ago what these things are called, but they are basically some form of corridors that they're creating that say basically, on a map, they're shown in red, and it's where humans are no longer going to be allowed to live within nature.
Oh yeah, what do they call those? The wildlands corridors, or
yes,
the something like that. Yeah,
yes.
They've basically divided up the United States. If you just picture yourself using a Google map of the United States, I mean, they've laid everything out where everything is to be, and there are human zones, human habitat zones. There are zones for wildlife corridors. There was one that was called the Yellowstone to Yukon, I believe, and just a wildlife corridor reserved for the animals, and there was to be no people in there. And so, yeah.
It's basically government saying, look, we don't think you can be responsible for your actions, people, so we're going to just disallow you from utilizing this federal jurisdiction, basically the Bureau of Land Management, if I'm not mistaken. It's basically saying you're not responsible. You're chattel. We can't allow you to destroy the land.
Well, I'm not sure that it's government, because don't forget that there are these environmental psychopaths behind the government, environmental
true, true,
terrorists, if you want to get right down to it. Okay, now that reminds me of something I wanted to tell you about NEPA that I forgot to tell you. Mm. NEPA, again, is the National Environmental Policy Act of 1969. It was the framework that created the structure for environmentalism within our government. That piece of legislation, it's only a couple pages long. It was very small. And that is one of the most copied pieces of legislation around the world of any legislation ever produced. Okay, so you have the same structure in almost all other countries for environmental regulation that we have in our country. So through that environmental legislation, they created the international structure for environmental regulation.
Huh. Now, is that where the EPA basically came from, the structure of it anyway?
The legislation created the Council on Environmental Quality, and then initially, as I understand it, the EPA was created by executive order, but then it was codified into a
sure,
subsequent law. But the idea was, okay, now I forget the Russell Train was, that's the name of the guy who was the first chairman of the Council on Environmental Quality, and William Ruckelshaus was the first director of the EPA. And in a bio that I read of Ruckelshaus, he said that their agreement was that Russell Train would take care of the international side of environmentalism, and Ruckelshaus and the EPA would take care of the domestic side.
Hmm.
Okay. Now, the whole thing with the EPA was that it was supposed to only interact internally in government to make sure that all of the agencies of government took notice of environmental impacts. But because the EPA was a centralized function working with all of the agencies of government, they basically have been able to essentially control the other agencies of government through environmental impact statements, through environmental concepts and so forth. You see,
the names are just, they just crack me up. This, you know, the sustainable development. It's the same, it's the same nonsense talk, basically, and that they mean these things. Hey, listen, now I know you're in Idaho, next door to me here in Utah, and of course Utah is, the stuff that happens here is just incredible. One of these days I'm going to tell the audience what happened with our sheriff who sold the county, basically out from under us and created a private corporation for the police force. Really amazing story. But I wanted to just take a quick call. James in Pennsylvania has been holding on for a while. So James, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. And hi, Vicky. I commend you for your diligence, and your website's fantastic. And, you know, there's a word and a couple of phraseology, which is like idolatrous syndicalism, which is, I think, what we're up against. Okay? All these agencies that are all intertwined and interconnected, they're a bunch of Luciferians, if you want to know the truth. And, you know, it ranges from the Vatican and the Jesuit order and the whole ball of wax. These people are idolatrous syndicalists. Okay, uh-huh. And that's, you know, it's kind of like these free trade zones, which are brought, like Lake Buena Vista in the Orlando area is like, it's like a little Chinese enclave in there. They've sold, basically citizenship to any wealthy Chinese that want to partake of it. You know, it's like it's all a great big giant syndicate. Okay, and they're all working together. They're all satanic. They're all Luciferian.
And, well, say that. You know, say that word again. Idolatrous syndicalism.
Yeah, idolatrous syndicalist is what they are.
I'm trying to remember my phraseology. What syndicalism? I don't remember what syndicalism.
Syndicalism. Well, people that are cliquish, that are part of like the bar associations. You know, they're little selective cabals that operate within a realm that are all intertwined and they're idolatrous. That's
so
your sin.
Your idols being the fictions of law, basically, that they're creating to do
right,
what they're doing.
And the love of money that seems to motivate them. This is what, that power, that control.
Did you have a question for Vicky?
Well, it was kind of, you know, I was just, you know, it seems to me that I'll phrase it that way, is it not that things like the United Nations Agenda 21, it kind of mirrors the Georgia Guidestones? I mean, this is like the agenda, the hidden agenda that they have, that these syndicalists have.
Can't think of the word, eugenics and that sort of thing.
Right. Well, that's part of it. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll have Vicky answer that when we come back from the break, man. Thanks for your call. And we've got looks like Paul in New Jersey on the line. We'll get to you as well. Stay with us.
Successfully completed. Reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Grow ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button.
Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different from every other person in the world. Some can do some things. Some can do others. Do you ever think of the many things you've learned to do?
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Corporation Nation. You know, I think our last caller, what he was really trying to get across was that ever since, as we talked about yesterday with Mr. Irvin from Gnostic Media, I think ever since, you know, your Huxleys and your Tavistock Institute and all of these think tanks and the Rand Corporation. I think what our caller was trying to get at is that this has been a plan by the psychopaths that have been trying to rule us. And I think it's been a plan perhaps even, you know, before this country was ever even established. I think these people were conspiring to do what it is that they're doing today. And now we just have the technology to actually make it happen. So, what's your opinion on that?
Well, what it is, it's the natural desire of businesses to control the market. And the syndicates that he's talking about, that is an older term, but you could simply say trade associations or professional associations, which is exactly the problem that we are having with the just about all levels of government. They all belong to professional associations for their profession. The U.S. Conference of Mayors meets. Now they have an international chapter where they're meeting with international mayors, and they bring back this
model legislation, best practices, and all the states and all the counties and local governments seem to pass them all of a sudden, and now we have uniformity.
And everybody is marching to the same drummer. Okay, now I started to tell you about the FDR's program in the 1930s, the National Industrial Recovery Act, and that's exactly the system that FDR was trying to set up. I have a quote here that was in Conservapedia, and what it says is that the NIRA allowed industries to create codes of fair competition, which were intended to reduce destructive competition and to help workers by setting minimum wages and maximum weekly hours, etc. But essentially, it allowed the organization that was created to become the monopoly controller of the market. And today, when you hear the term self-governance, as it pertains to corporations, that's the banks regulating themselves. It's the oil companies regulating themselves. In the case of Obamacare, that legislation was written by the insurance companies. Now, you know, and under this kind of a system, it is pure fascism. And who do you think benefits from the legislation that they write? Certainly not you. Not me.
Very true. Well, so I'll tell you what, let's take another caller. And then, I want you to talk about what's going up there in your local area up in Idaho. Let's take Paul, looks like from New Jersey.
Mentioning the Rothschilds being behind environmentalism or global environmentalist policies. Don't forget David Attenborough, you know, the noted naturalist who's done many shows on PBS.
Mm-hmm.
He's a noted, you know, naturalist. Many of you might consider him a eugenicist because he does see human overpopulation as a problem and as a major factor leading to species extinction, which ultimately is linked to loss of habitat. And so, you know, human beings have, in the past 100 years, because of their actions, driven many species into extinction, right? So human beings, let's admit it, as a species, are the major problem in the world, for pollution and driving other species into extinction. And, you know, why should we put humans, you have freedom, and we're entitled to have freedom, but when we act so irresponsibly, I mean, I'm sympathetic to some of this in the sense, you know, of putting lands aside to keep people off, because I tell you the truth, where I live, where people go, I see litter all over the place. So if people are going to go around acting like savages and brutes, they're going to be treated like savages and brutes. And so I think that's why I'm sympathetic towards the elitists, because, you know, I go out for a walk in nature. I'm not tossing my candy wrappers on the ground. I'm not throwing my beer cans around. But I see them all too frequently in the public highways and byways.
Sure. So I agree actually with your stance there, to the extent that one of the things that's not taught to people, we talked about the trivium education method in the liberal arts. Part of that is teaching responsibility for your own actions. But you see, government is set up to basically turn the population into the model that is presented within A Brave New World. Okay? So what you're saying is basically punishing all people for the actions of a few or even the majority. And that is against all tenets of law, basically. And the concept of overpopulation at the moment is a mythology. It is, there is no such thing as overpopulation at the moment.
Well, I would beg to differ in the sense, if you look this up, there's a list of the countries in the world with the most endangered species, right? And they're the top 10. And on the top 10, two of those nations are what we would consider white or Western nations. That would be Australia and the United States. And I think most of those species extinctions are due to animal incursion in Australia. Mm. And also because of growth and immigration. The other eight nations are primarily, many of them are overpopulated Asian nations like India, China, Indonesia, Philippines.
Right? So do we have to make laws in this country because China and India can't take care of their own business? I don't buy that.
Well, by the way,
their countries, they should make their own rules. And if they want to turn their country into a cesspool, I say have at it.
And this is going
to be alone.
This is going back to the guilt tax as well. I mean, this is basically, it's so hard to understand, again, what's happening with this environmental movement, where, you know, again, you're saying that it's the people that are the problem, when in fact, the people that are trying to protect nature from the people are the corporations that are destroying nature. A corporation is a limited liability, so therefore it has limited liability to be the caretaker of nature, and therefore that's why you don't want government as a corporation. You want it to be responsible for its actions. You don't want to grant someone a corporate status and give it limited liability and then let it destroy the earth. That is what the problem is. The problem is not population. The problem is that the people aren't doing anything about the fact that we're consenting to all of this stuff that's happening. Go on, Vicky.
Well, I don't feel responsible because there's not a darn thing I can do about it. I can't hire an attorney. If I could hire an attorney, if I could get an attorney to even look at the stuff that I'm looking at, that there is clear-cut case here for racketeering in the energy field, but attorneys want money. You know, they're part of the whole legal structure, which is like the blue wall for the police. There is also a wall for attorneys. And if you don't have deep pockets, what they're going to do is they're going to take your money and not do a darn thing for you. If you've got deep pockets, then they'll do their job for you. So I'm stuck. You know, I have all this information. I could point them in directions. I could show them a lot of things. But can I get anybody to look at it? No.
Well, that's why we're here. Now, Paul, did you have anything else you wanted to ask?
Well, there's one other method. I think part of the problem is to give people a piece of the action. In my case, I'm blessed with having some funds, and I bought rural property in upstate New York, and I keep that for my own little nature preserve. I bought 112 acres with my brother. Right, so I think that's part of the solution, but we have to, we got to be honest
about
this.
But let me interrupt you. I apologize. Right. Now, under what we're talking about today, that land is going to be not yours anymore. It's going to be taken from you.
I don't believe it for a second. No, not at all. You know why? Because how are they going to take it? First of all, I'm going to tell them I bought it for environmental purposes. It's my own environmental place.
Well, how about you ask the guy that they burned his house down with him in it? That's how they're going to take it.
By the way, I don't live there, so I just go there. So I don't see how they can burn it down. But the point
is, if you're in a corridor, a natural corridor that they say is only reserved for animals, well, guess what? That means you're going to have to, they're going to eminent domain your land. And that's what you're promoting right now. I apologize, we're going to go to a break. You want to stay online? You're more than welcome.
Every aspect of your life through ideological hegemony. But if you think you need guns to stop tyranny, then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, We will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you see the frightened ones? Did you hear the falling bombs? Did you ever wonder why we had to run for shelter when the promise of a brave new world unfurled beneath the clear blue sky?
Look, Mummy, there's no place.
Chaos theory, hurricane control, advanced cloud seeding, massive ionospheric heaters, storm-absorbing supergels, nanoscale weather machines. All of these technologies exist in some form today.
Look, Mummy, there's no plane up in the sky.
Goodbye, blue sky. Goodbye.
Hi, folks. I'd like to welcome you back for our last segment here on the Corporation Nation Radio. And I'm Clint Richardson. My guest today has been the illustrious and wonderful Vicki Davis. Her website is channelingreality.com. Again, one of my most highly recommended sites out there. Please visit it and utilize the information. It's hard to come by. Now, our caller has fallen for, in my opinion, the incredible psyop that's been taking place internationally, which is two things. One, that the preservation of wild lands is for the protection of species. This, nothing could be farther from the truth. This is actually for the protection of corporate rights to harvest that land for its mineral rights, its oil, and other things. That's not going to happen right now. It's going to appear that they're corridors and they're protecting wildlife, but that's not. And Vicki can certainly back me up with factual evidence that that is the case. The second And most important thing is, again, the International Declaration of Human Rights. And of all the things that you should be concerned with about the United Nations and its encroachments into our quote-unquote civil liberties is the fact that the community or the good of the many will outweigh the individual. The individual will literally have no rights. So if you're going to sit here and tell me that your 110 acres is somehow protected because you believe you have ownership rights, I have something to tell you. You are so far out in left field. You're entering into a brave new world, and apparently you don't understand. Now, I welcome you to respond to that if you like.
First of all, I don't think anything, there's any good natural minerals underneath my property that they would covet. And I do agree with your point that they probably do set up some of these corridors exactly for that purpose, to keep a resource to themselves and to basically monopolize at some points. However, and you could basically figure that out pretty quickly, which would be how many endangered species live in that area. You understand? Right. That would be a quick way to sum it up.
Okay, well, keep in mind now, the word endangered is like the word terrorist. You can assign the word endangered to anything you want to.
No, but they biologists go out there, they do counts, and they look at the health of the population, and by the way, those can be skewed and corrupted also by nefarious biologists also. But the point is, humans have to work together as stewards of the earth to try
Absolutely.
To maintain decent populations of many of the different species in the world. I mean, it was just the dolphin that went extinct, the mammal in China a while ago. And it's China. It's their country. But they're the country with the overpopulation problem, like I said. And are we supposed to sit there and let them drive more and more species into extinction and not say anything? We should say something.
China is going to be used as a model, basically, and model legislation will be passed. Thanks for the call, Paul. I'm going to let Vicky finish out the show and also talk about Idaho as well.
Okay. Well, let me tell you an experience that I had. I lived in Manhattan, and I was walking down the street one day, and there was an environmentalist standing on the corner with a sign saying, don't drill in Anwar. And I actually had worked up at Prudhoe Bay. I spent, you know, about a week and a half at ARCO's main construction camp working on a system. And so, you know, and I was able to fly over to the Kuparik oil field. And so I got a look from the air of that land up there. It's an Arctic desert. There is nothing there. You can't live there. Nobody lives there. And, you have to live in very, very protected environments because the environment is just simply too harsh, and it's too harsh for animals even, except maybe caribou in the summertime. But anyway, I asked this woman on the street corner in Manhattan, I said, have you ever been to Alaska? Have you ever been up to Prudhoe Bay or Deadwood or, you know, any of these places? No, she never had. She had probably never left Manhattan in her life, except maybe to take a vacation down to the islands, you know, maybe a vacation to Jamaica or something. But yet, you know, she was lobbying against drilling in Anwar just based on the propaganda produced by the environmental groups.
Sure. That is so, so common.
So I don't believe that you can make global environmental rules that work for everybody. One size doesn't fit all, never has, never will.
True. You know, I mean, one of the big issues here is that there's really no punishment for people, and that's the laws that really have to actually change. The limited liability aspect has to be curtailed a bit, and there has to be punishment. People have to be responsible for their actions, no matter what their status is. So what's going on up in Idaho? We only have a few minutes left. I apologize. And I really want to talk about your career as a systems, systems analyst, but we'll have to do that another time. So what's going on in Idaho up there?
Well, I just got an email the other day that is bringing up the issue of the smart meters again. It seems that, Idaho Power applied to suspend their demand response programs. Now, the demand response programs are the ones that, are established to supposedly implement rules of energy efficiency, but ultimately the smart meters and they will control your use of electricity through the smart meter.
So yeah. They can turn off my air conditioner at any time, basically?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, when I was fighting with Idaho Power about the smart meter, they said they had no plans to ever do that, of course. You know, that they contracted, people had, there was a voluntary program that people could contract through a third party, you know, where they could get a credit on their electric bill for allowing their air conditioner to be controlled by the third party. But it turns out that really wasn't true. Big surprise. Mm. Anyway, Idaho Power requested a suspension of those programs because they're not really cost efficient. The Idaho Public Utilities Commission basically agreed to include interveners. And the interveners are these environmental groups that are here in Idaho. And the environmental groups wanted the programs to continue, which I think really the whole thing is a setup. What they did was to agree to continue the program with certain changes to the programs, which means that they're not going to be giving the incentives, and they really won't be marketing the program to customers probably until 2015, at which point the utility company will have to produce another report, and they will reevaluate their utility, the production of electricity relative to the customer base. Mm. And my prediction is that in 2015, they will reinstate those programs. They will no longer be voluntary or optional. They will be mandatory, and people will have lost control of their.
Absolutely. You're really talking about just the system that seems to work the best, which is just an incremental takeover. Do one thing at a time, takes two steps forward, then take one step back when someone notices, and then the next year take that step again. And this is how it's working. Incrementalism was discovered, I believe, to be the best way to take over a country. They call it democracy, actually. Now,
it
you said
very,
that.
Very well.
What was the thing called that you said is owned by Fannie Mae?
Oh, that's. Yeah, we were talking about that as kind of a side conversation, but Franklin Raines, the guy who was head of Fannie Mae during the whole meltdown, he has a patent on residential carbon trading system. So they have plans to have a residential carbon credit system, and he had the patent on it.
So everybody's going to have to go through Fannie Mae, basically, because they have the patent. It's great. So, you know, government-owned corporation right there. All right, thanks for joining us today. Vicky, thank you especially. I'll certainly have you back because you're just such a vital piece of our puzzle. Thank you so much. And tomorrow, join me for Freeman Burt. We'll talk about some law. Take care.
With financial uncertainty.